Testosterone boosting tip number 3. Lift weights for more testosterone. A production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you are concerned with sustaining optimal testosterone levels, one of the best activities that you can engage in is anaerobic exercise. Weightlifting is healthy for the body in a number of different ways, but to boost your testosterone, the optimal word for your personal benefit is intensity. The body releases testosterone in response to intensity. The body releases testosterone most efficiently when you engage in physical activities that really put pressure on your body. This doesn't mean that you should overwork your body, because straining your body can be dangerous, but you can set up a workout plan that tests your body's limits without breaking them. The 4 factors of testosterone-boosting exercise. When engaging in weight training with the explicit purpose of raising natural testosterone levels, there are 4 factors that you need to think about. The speed of the reps, the number of reps, the amount of weight, and the number of muscles engaged. Speed of reps. The rate at which you engage in your reps is very important with regard to testosterone production. Your body goes through more effort when you slow down your repetitions, and your body produces the hormone more readily. Number of reps. The number of repetitions is also incredibly important for endogenous testosterone secretion. Remember, it is more important to engage in fewer, slower repetitions than more, faster repetitions. We encourage sets of 3, with 2 sets of 8 to 10 near your max weight, and 6 slow reps at your maximum weight. Amount of weight. Your body produces the most testosterone in response to you pushing your body to its maximum limit. Do the highest amount of weight that you can safely perform a full, slow set without putting yourself at risk. Number of muscles engaged. Your body produces testosterone in response to the surface area of the muscle that you work out. So if you engage large groups of muscles all at once, while also following the previous 3 steps, you'll produce the most possible natural testosterone. Why does slowing down exercise reps boost testosterone? It might seem counterintuitive at first that slowing down your exercise increases your testosterone, but you actually work out harder when you work out more slowly. Slow anaerobic exercise is actually a powerful high-intensity workout. The scientific reason for this is that incredibly slow repetitions increase the interactions between your muscle cells, causing them to develop and fortify the peak amount of cross bridges among your muscle proteins, which is the means by which your muscles increase in size and strength. Maximizing the number of muscle cells stimulated aggressively also amplifies testosterone production. Limit carbohydrate production and the period immediately after exercise. If you want to maximize the benefits of testosterone and human growth hormone released during physical activity, it is important to eat the right foods. Carbohydrates eaten right after exercise interfere with optimal hormone production, depressing your body's ability to build muscle and release physiologically beneficial hormones. A small protein snack after exercise with a glass of water is the best way to both satiate hunger and give the body the materials it needs to rebuild after a good workout. Choose natural sources of protein over processed proteins, however, because shakes and power bars don't fulfill your needs as effectively as good natural protein. This was an article produced by the Conscious Evolution Institute. We hope you found this article informative, and we encourage you to visit our website for more information on health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.